Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of the State of California, joined by Patty Rising and Brett Burkhardt.
Governor Newsom was supposed to deliver his State of the State address today, but he postponed it while he waits to see if his ballot measure on mental health services passes or not.
Proposition 1 continues to lead by the narrowest of margins, less than 0.2%, with about 250,000 votes yet to count.
Governor Newsom put a lot into trying to pass this measure, which would move some money for mental health services from county agencies to the state. It would authorize the sale of more than $6 billion in bonds to help address mental health. It's a centerpiece of the governor's plan to tackle homelessness. Surveys showed it enjoying a comfortable lead for most of the campaign, during which the governor barnstormed the state. He spent millions on television commercials. But at last check, it only leads by about 20,000 votes out of more than 7 million counted so far. And until he knows whether it wins or fails, the governor's going to wait to give that State of the State speech. For more on this, we're joined live today on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Mark Baldessari, the survey director at the Public Policy Institute of California, based in San Francisco, where he was the president and CEO for many years. Thanks so much for being with us. So your polling showed Prop 1 ahead consistently, but those numbers did drop near the end, and now it's struggling to get over that 50% hump. Why do you think that is? What happened here?
First of all, thank you for the program today. A lot of the discussion has been around the turnout and the fact that the turnout was low for the primary and the turnout was older and more conservative, and that's been the explanation. But I think that the explanation goes beyond that to what the campaign for Proposition 1 was and what it wasn't for voters was convincing in the final days, in which they had the ballot in front of them and they faced a very long and complicated Proposition 1. And we know from our research and experience that it's easy for people to vote no if they feel like it's complicated or confusing, and they're not sure what a yes means and what a no means.
Does the Public Policy Institute take into account voter turnout projections when they are following how people are feeling about certain ballot propositions?
So our poll was in the field when people got their ballots right around February 6th for a week after that. So we weren't following what the ballot turnout was like. We asked people at the time of the survey what their plans were. We found out that people said that they weren't enthusiastic about voting this year. And we put out a warning in our report that the political wild card in this primary was going to be turnout. And in fact, it turned out to be turnout. But once again, I think that when people face a ballot measure that's complicated, much easier for them to say yes than no. There were other things we picked up in our survey in February that that led us to believe that the results would be closer, not just the fact that support had gone down over time. One was that 51% said that it was a good time to pass a state bond like this. And, you know, that was, I think, told us something about how people were feeling about that part of the ballot measure. And also, we found in our poll that 48% of likely voters said that they had a favorable opinion of Governor Newsom. And that was of his performance in office. His approval rating at 48% was down 9 points from where it was a year ago. And as we know, the main spokesperson for those closing weeks of the campaign was Governor Newsom.
Do you think the proposition would have done better if he had waited until the general election in November?
Certainly, the makeup of the electorate is going to be younger and more liberal in November. But at the end of the day, it's a complicated measure. The governor said that there was bipartisan support, but people just heard that from the governor. They didn't see the bipartisan support that was behind it, and people like to see evidence that that there is indeed bipartisan support. So a campaign that did not include the people who had endorsed this measure was not in front of voters. And so I'm not sure that if you just put it on the November ballot, it would automatically pass.
So it sounds like, you know, a combination of low turnout and also a reflection of the governor's declining popularity. And some people were worried about the economy, and they found the ballot measure complicated, which is a lot. Well, I mean, all of that combined, you know, as you say, people often just say, well, I don't know, so I'll just vote no. Why do you think Governor Newsom's approval rating and popularity have declined so much? Is it about his performance and what's happening in California? Or do you think it's more about his focusing on his national profile rather than on governing California?
Probably some of both. I mean, you know, when people start hearing about budget deficits, they get upset about that. I mean, that's the one thing that they don't want to hear coming out of Sacramento. And that's what people are hearing now, budget deficits and big ones. But they also want a governor who's going to, you know, maybe be debating the yes and no on Proposition 1, as opposed to, you know, being elsewhere debating issues. You know, the support that Governor Newsom had among, let's say, independent voters was much higher a year ago than it is today. His support among Democratic voters and Republican voters about the same. So there is a part of the electorate that's going to be influenced by, you know, what the governor is saying and doing about the larger political issues. And that's particularly the independent voters in California.
You know, the governor, as we've been telling the KCBS audience, postponed his State of the State address, mm-hmm. which was supposed to be today, which is highly unusual, yeah. as you know. But assuming that Prop 1 holds on and passes narrowly, how do you suppose the governor should frame this particular speech? Clearly, it's not going to be a victory lap.
Yeah, I think that it has to be a recognition that this is, you know, a complicated issue. And if it does narrowly pass, it's going to need to have some explaining and convincing that it's going to actually take care of what has been a very troubling issue for Californians. You know, the issues around homelessness, issues around mental health, very troubling for Californians. And they're looking for some reassurance that that this is going to make a difference. And apparently they didn't have that kind of reassurance leading up to their votes in the March primary.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Mark Baldessari with the Public Policy Institute of California in San Francisco. And yeah, we're just checking. We're expecting an update by the end of the day on the vote totals, but it's ahead by 20,000 votes with fewer than 300,000 accounts. So we'll see. It's probably going to hang on and win, but it's going to be very close. You can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It's also available on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. You'll find me on Twitter at Sovereign Nation. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.